Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to our next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show. This ministry is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm glad to see the number of people that's on the line already. I hope that I will get more people to call in, because we have a special guest on our show tonight, and he's going to be coming on a little bit, and he's going to be praying for our trip. Would you believe that we planned this trip for a whole year? And I remembered it was 60 days ago, and it was 30 days ago, and now it's only a few days more to go. I think about 3 more days to go. The time, I mean, we all said we wish that this time could come so we can go on our vacation and enjoy the moment. And now it's here. It's amazing how time just flew by all of a sudden. But we're going to have Reverend Dr. Herman Haynes from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, and he is a part of, in charge of our care and counseling ministry, and many other ministries that, a list of ministries. And he's been very supportive. He's been a great advisor and supportive of our ministry, and he's always willing and to do whatever he can for our ministry, and we do appreciate that very much. And before he comes on, I'd like to go over a few things. Some things that I want to talk about, and I'm going to let him come on and pray for us, and then if there's any questions or concerns that you have, I'm going to open up the line that you could speak if you have. You can also go hang up and dial back in and click on the button to speak. I can see that on the switchboard. And Pastor Hayne, I see that you have already called in, and I'll click you on in just a moment. But I want to talk about self-control first. Today I read in the Daily Bread, it says, "Ready for a change," that self-control is probably one of the hardest thing to master. How often have we been defeated by a bad habit, a lousy attitude, or wrong mindset? We make promises to improve. We ask someone to hold us accountable. But deep inside, we know that we don't have the will or the ability to change. We can talk. We can plan. We can also read self-help books, but still find it difficult to overcome and have control over many of the things that are inside us. God knows our weakness, and he knows also the remedy. The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Self-control, it says also in the Bible, temperance. And that is meaning self-control. And the reason why I wanted to, when I read this today, I thought it was a good time to talk about self-control. We are going on a cruise, and there's going to be lots of indulgence. And we're going to see all that food. We're going to see all the different things that we can do that we don't normally do at home because it's free and it's going to be in front of our face. And you know that expression, seafood? Yes. But I think we need to have a little bit of self-control because we can get in trouble with our health or whatever. I guess you said, this is the cruise I paid for. I'm going to eat the way I want to eat. But just think when you get back. Think about your health. So have a little self-control. The other thing is continue to say that the only way to gain self-control is by allowing the Holy Spirit to control us. In other words, our key focus is not effort, but surrender, to live moment by moment, submissively trusting in the Lord rather than in self. Paul said that this is what it means to walk by the Spirit. Are you ready for change, especially the self-control? You can change, for God is in you. As you surrender control to him, he will help you bear the fruit of his likeness. And it also says that God is not nearly as concerned about your ability, but he's with our surrender. So just know that when you all go to get on the ship, think about all the fruit of the Spirit, and especially the self-control. Enjoy, but think about health and what can happen when you get back. Those cholesterol numbers going to go up, and so many things can go up. So enjoy it, but have self-control. And what else I wanted to say about self-control? And like I say, and let's bear these fruits, because it's not just self-control. We get on the ship, we're going to need to have to really have the fruit of the Spirit in all those other areas. As far as being loving, having peace. If someone rubs us the wrong way, be peaceful, be kind, be good and faithful, gentle. So those other things are very important that we bear those other fruits as well and represent all the churches that we're from, our family and friends. So have fun, just think about those fruit of the Spirit. Pastor Hain, I'm going to go ahead and click you on, and I'm going to let you go because I know that you have something, you have been, just 1 second. Pastor Hain, I've clicked you on.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I hear you very clearly. And you have, I know your day has been very long, and I'm going to let you go ahead and pray for this trip for us in the way that you would like to. And at the end, I will talk a little bit more about a few things about the trip at the end, because I know that you've had a long day, and I want to just, I'm thankful that you accepted this.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me again, and I'm always encouraged just to know that this is a continual and very needed ministry, and I want to just thank you and all the other leaders and participants for continuing on this mighty work that's not just centered at Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, but throughout the nation and with all other churches. And so I know the participants didn't necessarily, as I said before, signed up for this ministry a long time ago, but by default, if you will, you find yourself in this ministry. But I found out in my life that despite some of the hardships and despite some of the unfortunate things that happen in our lives, somehow, some way, God can still turn things around and allow us to move beyond at some point some of the tragedies and things that happen and still take advantage of knowing that God is still in control. So I thank you for leading this effort. You also want to just say, ironically, the self-control topic is one that we actually will be discussing next week in Bible study as well, and so that was very timely, those things that you talked about. And sure enough, I didn't always do very well with my self-control. I've been on a few cruises, and like you say, you know, you can eat morning, noon, night, and at midnight, and eat around the clock. And so there was a time when I did not exercise self-control, when I think I put on about 4 pounds the week I was on the cruise. And so I had to learn from that, because it took me, although it just took a week to put those 4 pounds off, it might have took maybe about 2 or 3 months to take them off. So you're right about self-control, that we all must have that, and not only what we eat, but other aspects of what we may see as well. And so thank you for sharing that. It was very timely with reference to the fact that, you know, you're going out to enjoy yourselves, of course, but, and like some people say, let your hair down, but don't let it down too far where you don't have any self-control. The other thing that I want to just mention is that God has placed on my heart is, in fact, it was tonight's Bible study, it was about peace, having a certain amount of peace, that despite circumstances in our lives, that when we have Christ in our lives, yes, we have to endure and express our human emotions, but there's beyond that point a certain amount of peace when you have our Lord and Savior in your life that will resonate with us. And so there's several scripture. In fact, I may send them to you, Sister Hollis, that you may take along with you in case y'all want to talk about them while y'all on the trip. But that helps us, helps us to embrace and understand that despite where we find ourselves, there's a certain amount of peace by virtue of having the Lord in our lives that we can always focus back on despite what may be happening on the outside. So this whole thing about peace and then self-control is just something I think is very timely. But again, I thank you for inviting me on, and wish I could be on more often than I'm able to get on, but yes, my days are pretty long between Greater Piney Grove and traveling like I do and what have you. But I'm just so thankful that God has allowed me to be a part of this wonderful team of ladies and men, whatever men do decide to participate as well. So having said all that, you asked me to do something else, so I'm going to follow instructions and go ahead.
Well, we thank you. If you have anything else to say, you got a few more minutes if you wanted to.
Okay, yeah. It's ironic we're talking tonight because in our class, in our minister's class and in our teacher's class that Dr. Walker taught, my mind was focusing on a couple of ladies who was in that class. I don't think they're going on a trip with you, who had lost their husband as well. And you know, I have not had to experience the loss of a spouse. I have lost a child actually two children. I also had lost my mother and father. But sometimes I just don't know how it would be to lose a spouse, but you all who own this line know that better than anybody. And so as we were applying having a peace, even the scripture says that passes all level of human understanding. Nobody probably knows that better than you all who are on the line and can attest to that. Now, that doesn't mean that you haven't had days of depression, days of crying, days of being upset, because you're human, so you have to go through those things. But I've heard enough of you, testament and testimonies from enough of you to know that God is real, and God, had it not been for God on your side, you really would not know where you would be. And so, again, you know, things happen in our lives where even sometimes we may have and need some degree of counseling, and that's okay also. But ultimately, we know who the ultimate counselor is and the ultimate healer is. So I just continue to pray for each and everyone, those who may have recent loss as well as those who have had loss for a long time. So I'll stop it there, and let me go ahead and say a word of prayer on everyone.
Okay, may I interrupt this one for one quick second?
Yes.
Had everyone that's going on our cruise is not all widows, and I had invited everyone to be on the line for your prayer.
Okay.
Of faith. So I just want you to know everybody's that is on the air is not all widows.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so great. I'm so glad that we were able to team up with people who are not necessarily just widows as well, but others who may be couples and part of other churches. Thank you for going as well. So, but we do want to pray for safe travels to and from. So let us pray. Eternal God, we come once again recognizing who you are, and we worship first of you for who you are, but then we praise you for what you have done. And so there's blessings that you've sent our way, that you're sending our way, and that you will send our way. And so despite where we may find ourselves in various hardships, despite the fact that we may be doing okay in a lot of areas in our lives, financially, even in relationships, we still recognize that you are in control. And while we even reflect on this world's cares of the world in terms of the political scene, in terms of so much going on with terrorists, we know you're still in control. And so we just ask now special prayer upon these who are going on this cruise to enjoy themselves. While there may be a tendency sometimes for the human mind to think about what ifs and be sad, and we just ask you to replace tears of sadness with tears of joy, of fond memories. And we also ask that there be activities enough where there will be each and every person going on this trip will be able to enjoy themselves through relaxation and whatever other activities may be presented to them. While whatever activities may be presented to them, they exercise a certain amount of self-control. And they don't have to worry about trying to do that on themselves, because you told us in your word that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And so while we may fall short ourselves eating too many sweets, eating too much fat, we can call on you and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You also told us in your word that it's in my weakness I find my strength, through Christ Jesus. So when we become weak in whatever area it may be, we just ask, dear Lord, that you allow us to have an extra dose of your Holy Spirit that will allow us to keep on keeping on. Now, in particular, we pray for safe travels. We pray that no one gets sick, experience motion sickness on the ship. We pray that there are no mechanical failures on the ship. We pray that safe travels to whatever ports that the ship goes, that there's no one who may experience any kind of theft or loss of personal belongings. We pray, dear God, that that even those who may be going and may be meeting new people, it be some type of relationship, godly, first of all, and then also a relationship that will be flourishing between who each other may meet. We pray, dear God, also that as they continue to, as this team of people who are going continue to travel, that they experience the new things that you may allow them to experience, and let them know once again that there's nothing too hard for God. We thank you for providing the resources financially that allows them to be able to go, and we just ask now that, again, that you travel with each and every one of them individually and collectively, so that as they go and as they return, there will be not only just pictures but memories of great and fun times that they spend and experience together on this particular trip. Then again, we thank you for the leadership of Hollis and all those working with her who helped coordinate this trip, the travel agencies, Deacon Jones and Sister Pat Jones, and all those who were very instrumental and helpful in putting this trip together. Bless them as well. And then we pray for not only Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church and its leadership, but every church that's represented here on this line and every church that's open in your name. We pray prayers for those who may be suffering bereavement, for those who may not be feeling their best, even on the phone tonight. We ask that you allow them to have an experience, a degree of healness, of healing before they leave for the trip. And yet there be another testimony of your grace and your mercy. So as I prepare to close the prayer tonight, we just ask and thank you for what you've done, you're doing, and will do. And we just ask now that you be with them and they have a good report when they return. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Hollis, for inviting me, and I hope I didn't take up too much of your critical time.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, and I thank you so much. I always forget it's Dr. Herman Haynes.
I'm not necessarily a titles person. To God be the glory. But thank you. I'm not one to. My mama named me Herman, so whatever you call me, it's fine. I believe in towels rather than titles, like Jesus when he washed the disciples' feet. That's how I would want to be more so remembered rather than titles. So thank you anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much once again for supporting us, and that was a wonderful prayer. And just as the week go on next week, if you think of us, just keep on praying that everything will be all right.
I will. And then you and I touch bases again for the flyers I need to get with you on.
Right, because we are celebrating our the Widows Ministry 13th anniversary on this coming Sunday. Yes.
Right, that's wonderful.
Thanks again. And,
all right, thank you. And y'all have a great trip and have a good session tonight.
All right. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, I wanted to make a few more comments. I hope that everyone is ready, packed, beginning to pack. Well, I have all my clothes I got to start ironing. I'm going to start ironing when I get off the line. I pretty much have gotten everything that I'm going to purchase or put in the suitcase. So I have it all clean and ready to put it in the suitcase. But I don't like to do it too early. I know some of you have already did that, and that's okay. But I'm sort of almost, not a last minute, but several days before I like to get my stuff so I won't forget something. But the most important thing that you need to bring with you is, of course, you and your identification, which is going to be your passport, birth certificate, and also bring your driver's license as well. And that debit card or whatever cash are you going to be bringing to whatever you're going to be paying for on the ship, be mindful of that also. And one other most important thing is please be on time on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock so we can leave on time and get to the ship. We don't want the ship to leave us. So, and just continue to be prayerful about everything and check those checklists again and see if there's something missing. And if you have not printed your boarding pass and your tag for your luggage, please do so because that will speed up the time that you will, you know, that the ship is probably thousands of people that's going to be on that ship. And you don't want to be in that line where you have to wait for them to do it because by you having those boarding pass and everything ready, it'll speed up the process of you getting on. So just be mindful of that. And if you don't, haven't done it, you're having problems, you know, I know I had a few people to call me about computer's problem. Have your daughter, your grandson, a niece or nephew who is great with computer, and they will be able to help you to pull up those information and print it. Or get a neighbor or your roommate, or even Pat. If you have any questions, call Pat or myself. I know I've had a few calls, and like I said, I'm always available to answer as much as I can. Everything I can't answer, I will tell you to call Pat if I can't answer those questions for you. But I hope that you have gotten those things together or working on getting it done because you do need to get it done before Friday or by Friday. Don't wait until the last minute. And like I said, there will probably be something that we forget, but we're hoping that we won't forget the most important thing that we need to. And just be ready to enjoy yourself, have fun, and just see you on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock. And one thing I want to add to, I included in the email, please, I would like to reserve the first two rows on each side for my helpers and things that I'll be, goodie bags and things I'll be giving out. So I do need those two rows on both sides. So please make that available. And there will be plenty of room on the bus. And that is it. And thank you also for tuning in to the next chapter of Widow's Ministry Talk Show. We do this every Tuesday night, and no, every Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. So if you know a widow, or even someone who's dealing with bereavement, have them to call in. It's only half an hour. Be blessed, and good night.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my seed for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season for grace.
Say it.
You gotta say it, say.
He's reaching
in my direction.
Cause
this is